R.W. Johnny Apple wrote with speed and flourish, laughed heartily, ate superbly, was a generous friend, an unstinting competitor, and had a build like a purple dinosaur. When the fabled correspondent of the New York Times died this week at the age of 71, people traded stories that will become legends about his pranks, his boasts, and his boundless expense account. Johnny was called delightful and insufferable by competitors and friends alike. I knew him as one of those rare people who wrote to compliment something that he liked more than he ever did to complain. In recent years, he was best known for writing lyrical stories about how people eat around the world. But I came across a dispatch Johnny wrote 40 years ago when he was a young reporter in the swamps of Vietnam, where it was tough to pad an expense account, and he wrote about another young man. Danny Fernandez was one of those rare young men who were looked up to by their contemporaries, he wrote, quiet, competent, unselfish, cheerful, the type they choose as president of the senior class. When he died yesterday, a few months short of his 22nd birthday, he was a rifleman in the United States 25th Infantry Division, and everyone who had known him mourned. They would have felt the loss in any case, wrote R.W. Apple, but there was a special depth to their grief because Danny Fernandez chose death by throwing his body across a live Viet Cong grenade to save four of his comrades. Johnny recounted how Specialist Fernandez died, how a Viet Cong grenade landed near him and his fellow soldiers. Without hesitation, he wrote, Specialist Fernandez shouted, "Move out," and threw himself onto the grenade. It exploded under him. He told the last man he talked to, Sergeant Reuben Perkins of Nashville, Tennessee, "I'm sorry. Someone else is going to have to take care of you because old Dan has just got to go now." Danny Fernandez received the Medal of Honor in 1966. R.W. Apple, who wrote that dispatch when he was 31, died this week of cancer.